This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. More than a dozen people were arrested at this year's Rainbow Gathering northwest of Steamboat Springs. CPR's Matt Bloom reports law enforcement ticketed a few hundred more.
Most of the arrests so far have been for drug possession, including for fentanyl. Tickets range from illegal parking to camping violations. The group, which has no official leaders, says its mission is to inspire peace and love through prayer. About 10,000 people showed up to this year's gathering in Rout County, which is expected to wrap up Thursday. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Denver Film's Summer Scream event is returning after a two-year hiatus. The event includes rides, open bars, live music, and an immersive experience at Lakeside Amusement Park. The retrospective features items that haven't been seen in decades. Summer Scream is August 25th. It's 21 and over. Tickets are available through next week. A new production at the Benchmark Theater in Lakewood explores race. CPR's Eden Lane spoke with the director.
The 1859 play, The Octoroon by Dion Boucicault, is getting a modern adaptation. The title refers to a person who has 1/8 African ancestry. Using the original characters, plot, and a large portion of the original dialogue, the show critiques how race is portrayed. Director Donnie L. Betts.
This play and production will cause the audience to either be shocked, they would laugh, they would cry, they would say, "What did I just see?" But more than anything else, it will have them look at themselves and where we perceive people of color and how Black playwrights are perceived.
An Octoroon runs at the Benchmark Theater through July 9th. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
Metro Denver and Colorado Springs can expect thunderstorms this afternoon and highs in the 80s. Grand Junction close to 90 this afternoon and warmer tomorrow. In Vail, thunderstorms, highs in the 60s today and then in the 70s on Thursday. This is CPR News and KRCC.